The Little Pink Booklet of Aloha by Serge Kahele King, continued. Here then are some ideas for blessing various needs and desires. Apply them as often as you like, as much as you want. Health. Bless healthy people, animals, and even plants. Everything which is well made or well constructed, and everything that expresses abundant energy. Happiness. Bless all that is good, or the good that is in all people and all things, all the signs of happiness that you see, hear, or feel in people or animals, and all potentials for happiness that you notice around you. Prosperity. Bless all the signs of prosperity in your environment, including everything that money helped to make or do, all the money that you have in any form, and all the money that circulates in the world. Success. Bless all signs of achievement and completion, such as buildings, bridges, and sports events, all arrivals at destinations of ships, planes, trains, cars, and people. All signs of forward movement or persistence, and all signs of enjoyment or fun. Confidence. Bless all signs of confidence in people and animals, all signs of strength in people, animals, and objects, including steel and concrete. All signs of stability like mountains and tall trees, and all signs of purposeful power, including big machines or power lines. Love and friendship. Bless all signs of caring and nurturing, compassion and support, all harmonious relationships in nature and architecture. Everything that is connected to or gently touching something else. All signs of cooperation, as in games or work, and all signs of laughter and fun. Inner peace. Bless all signs of quietness, calmness, tranquility, and serenity, such as quiet water or still air. All distant views, horizons, stars, the moon. All signs of beauty of sight, sound, or touch. Clear colors and shapes, the details of natural or made objects. Spiritual growth. Bless all signs of growth, development, and change in nature. The transitions of dawn and twilight, the movement of sun, moon, planets, and stars, the flight of birds in the sky, and the movement of wind and sea. The previous ideas are for guidance if you are not used to blessing, but don't be limited by them. Remember that any quality, characteristic, or condition can be blessed. Example, you can bless slender poles and slim animals to encourage weight loss, whether it has existed, presently exists, or exists so far in your imagination alone. Personally, I have used the power of blessing to heal my body, increase my income, develop many skills, create a deeply loving relationship with my wife and children, and to establish a worldwide network of peacemakers working with the Aloha Spirit. It is because it has worked so well for me and for my family that I want to share it with you. Please share it with as many others as you can. How to enhance your power to bless. There is a technique practiced in Hawaii which enhances your power to bless by increasing your personal energy. It is a simple way of breathing that is also used for grounding, centering, meditation, and healing. It requires no special place or posture, and may be done while moving or still, busy or resting, with eyes open or closed. In Hawaiian, the technique is called piko piko, because piko means both the crown of the head and the navel. The technique. 1. Become aware of your natural breathing. It might change on its own just because of your awareness, but that's okay. 2. Locate the crown of your head and your navel by awareness and or touch. 3. Now, as you inhale, put your attention on the crown of your head, and as you exhale, put the attention on your navel. Keep breathing this way for as long as you like. When you feel relaxed, centered, and or energized, begin imagining that you are surrounded with an invisible cloud of light or an electromagnetic field, and that your breathing increases the energy of this cloud or field. 5. As you bless, imagine that the object of your blessing is surrounded with some of the same energy that surrounds you. Aloha Works Worldwide. The Aloha Project of Aloha International provides booklets like this free of charge to individuals, groups, organizations, and institutions around the world through the generous contributions of donors who believe that the world can be a better place by providing information that helps people to help themselves. To make a contribution to the project, to recommend a recipient group or organization, or for more information, contact Aloha International, P.O. Box 426 Volcano, Hawaii 96785, or www.huna.org. Serge Kahili King, PhD, the author of this booklet, is a doctor of psychology and the executive director of Aloha International. He travels around the world writing and teaching about self-development and the Hawaiian culture. For more information on Dr. King and his works, visit www.huna.net. Aloha International is a non-profit worldwide network of peacemakers dedicated to the practice and promotion of the Aloha spirit. Its activities include the Aloha Project, the free distribution of self-help booklets worldwide, courses for healers, teachers, and body workers. Free online information and services are at www.huna.org. And that is the end of that. Thank you.